Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
What is something that you have ruined? It can really be anything, but it got us thinking last week when we saw that video of the best man just totally eating it. So he's hanging out, and the girl is singing. It's a special moment at the wedding, and then all of a sudden, I mean, he just face plants hard.
Water.
He's got to remember that, but I feel like that best man was taking a bullet for
Yeah, he's like, I'm not going to end this.
Somebody, please.
Your music. That's what killed me. That's what killed the moment, lady. Don't put this on me.
There have been several instances like this where, you know, you have a little too much to drink, or you just forget what you're doing, and somehow it just leads to ruining an entire event.
It goes from you having a little bit too much fun to everyone not having any fun.
Yes.
This one just got texted over to us at 73100. You know when a stomach bug hits you out of nowhere? Well, that happened to me, and I ruined Christmas Eve.
Oh, no.
Did you barf on the presents? You barfed on the presents, didn't
like,
you?
Like, I mean, if you have...
Or the tree.
Well, or you're just blowing up a bathroom. I feel like we should be more sympathetic towards that, because it could happen to anybody. You eat some bad turkey, the stuffing's not done, or who knows one of the 8,000 reasons why your stomach gets grumbly. But I feel like, are you really ruining it? Unless you actually just, like, on the carpet, like a dog.
Like you didn't care.
Yeah.
This one's interesting. Shay on Facebook said, called my grandma's phone while my sister was walking down the aisle, and my grandma answered it. It shows up in the wedding video, too. Like, you were at the wedding, and you just accidentally called, like you butt-dialed grandma, and she answered you, hello.
Hello.
Old people don't give a damn. I'm taking this call. It
don't matter.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So what have you ruined? Maybe alcohol was involved. Probably was involved. Drunk at my daughter's wedding, almost ruined it, but my aunt asking her when she's due, she wasn't pregnant, topper. To this day, she violently dislikes my aunt.
Don't ask her that.
Speaking of weddings, so this is the precursor to it's probably going to get ruined by, but we don't know. So I'm involved in a wedding, and I'll leave some details out so it's not too obvious. But sure. Somebody in the family drinks a lot. Every single time that they're around anyone, specifically.
We're talking about you?
No, not
me. Is it you?
We're talking about you?
Dave.
Okay. There's two people who drink.
Fair enough.
No, but there's one who likes to have, you know, a good amount of drinks and kind of gets to the point where inhibitions are totally down every single time. But when there's a catalyst, which in this case there's going to be because her ex-husband is also going to be there, they're anticipating how to, in advance, bottle up what they know is going to be a hot mess. And I don't really know if there's an answer to it.
Can you just not invite one of those people?
Nope.
Is it not one of them? Really?
Nope.
Oh, you have to invite both of them.
Yeah. Because the bride wants both there. And so it's like, that's how it's going to be. She understands the risks.
Like you know you're betting on something could go south real quick.
Oh,
ooh,
no.
Man, that's a dicey. What? That's why I'm like, I just don't even get the purpose of having big ass weddings, because you're going to pay all that money for drama.
Although you're sort of like, well, this is going to be fun to watch.
No, it's great for someone like you.
Yeah,
you sit back and drink your tea.
Yeah.
But was
I'm not the drunkest one here. Ta-da!
I'm a drink of Long Island iced tea.
Was it fun? Like, just to watch that?
It hasn't happened.
It has not.
It hasn't happened.
No.
Oh, okay.
It's going to. When I was 14, I was playing football on the street, went to catch a pass and wasn't looking where I was going and ran into my dad's driver door to his truck.
Oh.
The window was rolled halfway down, broke the window, ruined the door. He ended up getting a new one from the junkyard and had it. It was a different color
until
he got a new car. You know what I'm talking about? Where you're like, man, I got a red door in your green-ass car, man. Going on over there.
That's why, like, if you see those videos where the dudes punch through the glass on a car, there's always a little bit of a space, because it's like you can't do it with
if
a
that
straight
window's
fist.
Rolled up. Yeah,
nah. But if there's like an eighth of an inch there, you can punch straight through that thing.
Brian said, I thought I'd ruined our wedding because I forgot the rings in my apartment. My bride looked at me and gave me a sweet smile, said she was glad that was the thing that went wrong in the day. It wasn't anything big. That's when I knew I was a lucky man.
I was going to say, that's how you know you've got a good one, because even if you did forget the ring, like if you lost the ring and it wasn't insured, that may be a problem,
that's a
right?
Problem,
but if like, oh, we don't have them with us this one second.
It's like, it's fine.
The day's not ruined. Like, don't, do you think if you were in a situation where you encounter a bridezilla, do you think that there would be a possibility like she just like loses her mind at the wedding because little things happen, goes nuts? Do you maybe not sign the actual legal papers after the wedding?
Oof.
Because if you're blowing up like that over one event, like, they got you after that.
Yeah. It's a lot more complicated than all of a sudden the state's involved. Yeah.
Like, we could go through a wedding, but if you don't sign it with the state, then you're not really married.
Yeah, right? I lit a firework in my garage that set off the rest of the fireworks on my dad's brand new pool table. Whoop. Spent the 4th of July hiding from my dad and watched the fire being put out.
Oh, no,
buddy.
He's going to have to refelt that thing.
A new pool table he'd been saving up for, finally got it, and then you ruined it. Thomas said, I got good and drunk at my buddy's housewarming party, christened the kitchen floor thinking I was in the bathroom because I was so drunk. Yep, in front of God and all of our friends, oh, and kids too.
Oh.
I'm a bad friend.
Oh, God.
There's children there.
That's
Thomas, come on, man.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It was just number one, right?
Hopefully.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
What have you totally ruined? Andy said, once ruined a surprise birthday party for my best friend. Toddler forgot to inform the guests to arrive at a certain time while my friend was supposed to be sent out to the store. While all of the guests arrived, my friend just started showing up while he was home. Totally ruined the surprise elements.
Do you really want a surprise party?
I'm not a big fan
of
surprises.
Don't surprise me with anything.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like a surprise, unless it's a surprise $1 million.
Yeah, unless it's a surprise undisclosed amount of cash in small unmarked bills, I'm not really that interested.
Or enough that, like, you know, it'll still be good after the taxes are paid on something like that.
The surprise birthday parties are difficult because somebody inevitably is going to go, oh, looking forward to seeing you on Saturday. Like what are you talking about? And you're like, oh, God.
Also, like, I dated one girl who pulled a surprise birthday party on me, and it was like one of the worst experiences ever. You were there. You remember that? We went to Benihana 15 years ago.
We went to Benihana, and then half the people left without paying.
And you and I.
And me and you, on your birthday, had to split up the other 12 people that didn't pay.
While I was making $8 an hour
at
Benihana.
And she didn't pay for it?
No.
She was an idiot.
Yeah, that was. And so whereas everybody I'm like I don't like half of these people.
Right.
Because we work together does not mean that we're friends.
No, we don't like them, especially that one pill chick. This one on Twitter, Vegas Ford said, my first marriage by marrying a stripper.
Yeah.
That's a tough line of work to be.
Life lesson learned, probably. But did you have fun for it?
Was it a good time? Probably while it lasted.
Uh-huh. For a little while, at least. I can relate to this one with Jennifer on our Facebook, at Dave Mahoney. I tried to be helpful cleaning the cabinets. I used a magic eraser. Took the varnish off the cabinets. I did that on a wall.
You took the
I took the paint off the wall with the magic.
No.
Like, I thought, like, the magic eraser, you see the commercials and...
Clean walls, right? Yeah, they show that.
I got it down to the wall stuff.
The sheetrock?
Yeah.
The wall stuff.
Whatever. Is it not wall stuff?
It's sheetrock. Yeah.
It's wall stuff.
He's like, I got it straight through the 2x4. Really getting after that stain. What was on the wall, man?
Don't take a black light to your house. Let me just tell you that.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
If you're actually done that?
Scorpions, man. We got scorpions in the house. So, like, I've got two industrial, like, black lights. And when you start walking around the house, you're like, what the hell is that?
Mike said, my underwear at work, I had to throw them away. No recovery.
That is why I keep an extra pair in my trunk at all times. Trust me. You never necessarily have to use it, but when you need it, you really need it. And it's not going to hurt anything just staying back there.
Rayda said, what did I ruin? My life by existing.
Oh. Okay.
Deborah said, in college, at an old friend's dad's funeral / wake, all the family and friends were at the house. I hadn't eaten all day and got smashed off some gin, knocked half the food off the table, insisting I serve someone, threw up and passed out. Needless to say, we're no longer friends.
Gin drunk is a special type of drunk.
I don't know if I've ever been gin drunk. I just don't like gin.
Bad kind of drunk?
It's not a. It's like.
Like
it's,
it hurts? It,
like there's a tequila drunk, there's a whiskey drunk, but I feel like the gin drunk is the worst out of all.
Oh, really?
Because it's just so dry.
The brown liquor's for me, man. Like,
is that the worst?
Yeah,
for you?
Yeah.
Man.
Like, I'm just like, I'm going to fight you. Shut up. I'm your dog.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
You a bitch.
I'm going to go pee on the carpet. Is that me or the dog saying that? I don't know.
I don't know.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.